SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hello everybody, this is Naftali Moza. I've been living in Israel for 50 years after going on Aliyah from Australia. Very happy to be on SBS today.
Thank you for joining us today, Naftali, on SBS Radio, broadcasting around Australia. I would like to talk to you about the situation in Israel. We are all watching very closely with a great worry what is happening in the streets of Israel, what's happening in the government, and what's happening to the society. Can you share your thoughts about it with us, please?
Sure. At the outset, I believe that we should call a spade a spade. This is not judicial reform. This is drastic regime change being conducted by a government without any due process, without any real attention to the law, and pushing huge decisions through without any consensus or without any serious discussion or any transparency. So this is a very aggressive, rapid change, really, of the regime in Israel, in the sense that any democracy is based on several pillars. One of them is the judicial system, and the government is trying to undermine the judicial system in Israel and to give itself all of the power and to reduce the power of the other essential elements of a democratic country.
Julian, I really wanted to ask you, you were using the term regime change. Regime change is very, very serious. How can they change the regime? I mean, this is a democratic country, and this is a democratically elected government.
Well, exactly. But, you know, even a democratically elected government has no mandate to change the rules of the game. Even if they would want to change the rules of the game, that can only be done through discussion and through compromise and through understanding. So this government is not listening. You know, you've got the massive demonstrations, which I've attended every week, and my wife and our kids. The demonstrators are trying to say to the government, stop, and the government is not listening. You've got the heads of the Mossad, of the Shirut HaBitachon, generals. You've got them pleading with the government to stop. You've got the Miluimnikim, who are reaching out to the government and pleading with them to stop what they're doing because they are destroying the social contract, actually, the social contract between a government and its people, under which we pay taxes, we serve in the army, and so on. So the government is like a bull in a china shop. I mean, you know, it's not listening to the demonstrators, it's not listening to the former heads of the Mossad and Shirut HaBitachon, which is totally it's totally unacceptable.
We are talking to Naftali, Julian Moser, and you are listening to SBS Shalom Australia, broadcasting around the country with Nitza Lowenstein. Julian, you were talking about a regime change, and I asked you already, can you please give us some clarification? What are the changes that are so drastic that you deem them to be regime changes?
What the government is trying to do is to give itself the, you know, the sole power and to reduce or eliminate the ability of the judicial system and the public to dissent, really, or to challenge the government. I mean, they want absolute power. So, you know, in that sense, it's regime change because they want absolute power.
But how the judicial change is going to give them an absolute power, if you can clarify that point, please.
Ah, sure, sure, with pleasure. Well, like the decision about the reasonableness, which was made on the 24th of July, basically will negate the ability of the judicial system to challenge almost any government decision. So in that sense, the government will be able to decide whatever it wants and nobody will be able to challenge it. So that is not what happens in democracies. And people here in Australia probably have difficulty understanding that because it's so foreign to them. But, you know,
well, it is foreign because I never heard that the judicial system is actually trying to stop any legislation that the Australian government legislates. It passes the lower house and the upper house. The Supreme Court in Australia will not interfere.
Well, you know, the thing is, in Israel, we only have one, you know, we haven't got two houses. We've only got one house of parliament and not two. And there's no constitution. So, you know, all we have is the Declaration of Independence from 1948. But given that we don't have two houses and we don't have a constitution, then that's why this is such a sensitive situation.
This is very important what you're saying. I haven't actually thought about it in that way. Are you really worried, Naftali, that there is such a big gap in the Israeli society at the moment? Could it lead to internal conflict that can develop into a war?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had demonstrations going on for 32 or something weeks because people are totally unprepared to accept this change. Because, you see, the government is not being honest. The government is not, I mean, the government is telling lies. And the government is not being honest about what it's doing. And people are just not prepared to accept that. And, yeah, violence is getting worse and worse. You see police violence even at demonstrations. The violence at the government level is also filtering down to the individual citizens. My own son-in-law was attacked the other day. He wasn't hurt, but he was pushed to the ground. So, yeah, I mean,
why was the attack?
Well, it was just because he came out of the bank and a couple of guys accused him of being a left-wing Ashkenazi, and he was attacked. So, you know, because you see, you know, the general atmosphere of chaos spread very, very easily.
It is really worrying what you're telling us. Do you see any solution?
I can't really talk about solutions at this point. The situation is getting worse. We've got on the 12th of September, we've got the High Court reviewing the decision about reasonableness. But no, I can't talk about any solutions at the moment. No.
one
doesn't know. Yeah.
Naftali, you've been living in Israel for 50 years.
Yeah.
Don't you trust the country to continue to be strong and united eventually?
Well, I mean, I have tremendous trust in the people. I mean, we've been demonstrating for, you know, 30 weeks, and people are extremely loyal to the country and so on. But, you know, the government is using every trick in the book to force its will. But, yes, I mean, we have tremendous comradeship at the demonstrations in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv, everywhere, you know. Yeah, I mean, the people are basically good, and the people are fighting. I mean, the people are fighting and will continue fighting.
Let me challenge you with one question. Every 4 years, there are elections in Israel, right?
Yeah.
It's very clear that if people are unhappy with the government, next election, they will elect another government.
First of all, I think, people think that there's a real chance that this government will actually change the rules of the game such that it could be that the next election will not take place as it should, or that the form of the next election will be different than what it should. So even the fact of elections is being challenged at the moment.
Naftali, I'm still very optimistic, and I hope things will turn for the best. As it is, I mean, you don't sound very optimistic at the moment. You sound very worried, and I understand your concern. Thank you so much for talking to us here on SBS.
Thank you very much, Nitza, and Shana Tova to everybody.
Thank you, Naftali Julian Mosa. Thank you, Shana Tova.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, ובאללה. או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.